Proclamation number 5381 of 4th of May, 1952. Great need through faithlessness. You are truly in dire straits if you don't believe in a creator of heaven and earth, in a God and Father of eternity, a righteous judge who controls all of infinity, who also created you and therefore also wants to be acknowledged by you humans. Without faith in him you live a useless life, for you do not fulfill your purpose in life, you completely isolate yourselves, whereas you should make an effort to find unity with the one who created you. And what you do on earth of your own free will also be your fate one day. You will walk in isolation, perhaps for eternities, where no one will help you to find your way out of adversity because you don't want to, because in your ignorance you don't know a path which will lead you out of your loneliness. You cannot measure the adversity on earth, but it will be your fate, for without faith in God you will not seek him, you will not desire him who alone can save you. Faith in God changes your thinking and your will. Faith in God drives you to him, and only then can you receive strength from him and fulfill your earthly task. Without faith in God your thinking and will is only directed towards where earthly goods can be gained, for then you know nothing better than what the body demands. You are enslaved by matter, you are servants of him who, to a certain extent, sees in matter that which belongs to him and also wants to keep that which seeks to detach itself from matter. You are at his will, whom you indeed also do not want to acknowledge but nevertheless serve him, who then also pays you the reward. Eternal bondage, from which you will find your way out with difficulty, from which only God's love can release you. But this requires your will again, which, however, first requires faith in a God and Father. You are in great distress and don't recognize it as long as you stay on earth. But one day you will recognize it, and then it will be unspeakably difficult to remedy it, and you will need much help, and then you will have to look for loving beings who are willing to help you. And be happy if you find such. If loving intercession is given to you which can lead you out of the adversity. Blessed are you when a loving being succeeds in bringing you to your senses when you change your thinking, on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. But before that you will be in dire need and have to bear the suffering you have caused yourselves. Again and again God comes to meet you and tries to make himself known to you. Yet you pay no attention to him. God offers you his love but you reject it. God sends messengers to you who are to instruct you in his name. You do not receive them, and all the effort of these messengers is in vain. And therefore God will manifest himself in an unusual way. He will reveal himself through the forces of nature. He will speak to people with a language which must be heard and will give many a food for thought. For he will take pity on humanity which is facing a fate that is extremely difficult and sorrowful. And his love wants to bring help to people before it is too late. He wants to awaken faith and thereby avert the fate from them which, however, will inevitably be this if they remain stubborn and don't want to acknowledge him. Amen.